sit down?
No, come on.
Come in here and talk to us. Go away.
Anyway, you haven't had your dinner, have you?
Come on in.
It won't take but just a minute.
I went over and waited till Tony got her dinner ready.
I do.
Huh? What was the bells on?
Streetcar.
No.
The old horse would trot along and all.
No, I never seen one of them. I never seen one of them.
A big cracker factory where the old feed barn used to be, where we'd put our cattle in, and where we'd stay all night, you know, there in Fort Wayne.
My mother used to always go to Fort Wayne about once a week. What dealer must have lived at least 15 miles from there, didn't we? She'd drive in.
Well, us kids was down there on the farm.
She took one of us kids with her, huh?
Us kids was down there on the farm. We didn't ever get to go no place.
Well, we was on the farm, too. But
when you did, though, it was a lark, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
wonderful.
All right. Remember one time I was with Uncle Truman, I believe, and Uncle Will. And they had on a load of logs on a boat, mud boat. And they had two yoke of oxen on them. And I wondered why they were going towards where they unloaded the logs. It was up closer to where the house was. And when they went up, got pretty near up there, while they unhooked the oxen, went on ahead and took them down a hill down there. Left a little bit of spring, you know, and left them drink. And then they brought them back and hooked on. And I, of course, when they unhooked them, I was kind of wondering what they had done that for. But you see, and oxen wouldn't go past that spring without getting a drink. And they knew it, you see, so all they doing,
well,
they got about so close, they unhooked.
Then was
drove them down and watered them, then they go right on past the spring.
Arthur,
huh?
Them was your mother's brothers.
No.
You said Byron and
no.
Will, didn't you?
Huh?
Byron and Will, them was your mother's brothers.
No, this is Truman and Will.
Oh.
Will Kyler and
I see
and
now,
Truman.
It was your dad's brothers.
Patsy, I forget what you said growed in Paulding County.
Growed?
Yeah.
Everything. I'll tell the world everything.
Now,
they can raise anything in Paulding County now, but then you couldn't raise oats. You could raise corn. But you couldn't raise oats because it was too wild. The oats would grow way up and fall down. Didn't have no grain on it or nothing.
They raised oats there when I was
but
there.
But they
no,
sure
they
could
raise
oats
the there
corn.
After you got the ground.
They sure could raise corn.
Oh, wonderful.
They'd raise corn. We'd always say,
and wheat.
When we went down, we'd generally take down a big stone. There's no stones there for our own grandmother's crouch jar.
Yeah.
For wheat. Down in her crouch jar.
Mm-hmm. That the ground was so rich, it would just go to stalk, what we used to say.
Yeah, it was
grow so much,
it was too rich, yeah.
Grow so much stalk, it wouldn't grow any good corn.
Well, they could raise corn on the new ground pretty well. They could, of course, there'd be lots of shoots, stalk come up, you know, and as rank, it'd be three or four stalks come out down to the roots, you know, or suckers, you might call them.
Where we was, that was a wonderful corn-growing country.
Huh?
Where we was living, it was a wonderful corn-growing country.
Oh, yeah. Well, Paulding County raised most anything now. After they got the ground tamed, but that was when the ground was wild, you know, they couldn't raise oats.
Too rich. Well, that was a long time before I was there, I guess. I don't know about it.
Yeah, I imagine. It wasn't too many years, you see. They got out bolts and ship timber. They'd hew them out. And
yeah,
then they had to put tram roads. They had to put tram roads in, what they called tram roads. Logs. And then they had carts they'd put on there. And then this ship timber had to be hewed up with broad axes.
Did you ever do any of that?
Huh?
Did you ever do any of that?
Oh, very little. Very little.
You used to have a big old broad axe.
Yeah.
Whatever
it
became of it.
I've done a little of it, but not to mount anything.
Mm-hmm.
I believe one or two pieces, maybe when I built our barn, the first barn, I think I hewed out.
I expect you did.
You just use sawmill stuff.
Huh?
Yeah.
You just use the sawmill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we had it. I think we had the same mill in that my folks had when we built our barn when I was a kid.
Yeah. I didn't have no sawmill when I built my first barn. See? Remember that? Herb and Lou Leppo sawed out my barn. I framed it all myself with one of my
sawed out my dad's barn when I was a kid. I knew
like
about
that. I framed it all in February. Bored all them holes and chiseled out them holes for
And that
tenants.
February, it was so warm that the grasshoppers hopped around.
Yeah, the brush heaps and the grass started growing, and the grasshoppers, was, when I'd be working along them, I'd see grasshoppers hopping around in the grass.
I believe it was the warmest winter I ever knew of up there.
And that's way up high, up there.
Yeah. Usually they have quite a bit of cool weather up there, but they didn't have that winter. I think it must have held off so we could get our barn built.
Pappy, I've got to start work on this roof. And I'm going to try what you was telling me about.
Do what?
I'm going to try what you was telling me about. Just get some of that asbestos tar.
Oh, is it?
It's got holes in it?
No, it's just getting thin. You know, the sand wearing off of it.
Oh.
It don't leak.
Would that help my roof?
Huh?
Would that help my roof too? That kind of stuff? Mine leaks.
Well, I don't know.
Does yours
well,
leak?
Does your roof leak? Yeah.
Well, I had it fixed here. I don't know. No, it hasn't rained since.
I don't know.
Well, I think her, her roof's a steel roof.
Aluminum.
Oh.
And I wouldn't suggest anything to put on there unless the new heart is done, because if some aluminum won't stand some kinds of liquid on it.
No. Well, I got mine fixed. Just tell him about it. I got mine fixed and I hope it'll last a while.
I hope it ain't going to leak anyway.
Yeah. Well, now, there's been a good roof and it don't leak, and but you know, it's so much trouble to pull off old shingles, and it costs it too, you know.
Well,
and
if you get out in time.
Are they asbestos shingles?
You can make it last long.
I never paid any attention.
A long time yet.
What kind of shingles on this house, Artie? You should know.
Well, the same sort you all have got down there.
Mm-hmm. Must be them asbestos shingles, then.
Well, they're not asbestos, are they?
I don't know what else they call them.
Well, you can call them asbestos. I think some of them call them asbestos, but then there might be some asbestos in them, but then...
Oh, I see. Hey, like you put on your shed.
Yeah, they're regular shingles like you sell most every place.
They must have a name, but I don't know what it is.
Huh?
They must have a name, but I don't know what it is.
Now, you take that, what do you call it, the asbestos you buy?
Uh-huh.
That five-gallon can, what comes in that?
Well, that's regular roof coating.
Yeah.
I've been getting mine over on 301. What's the name of that
over
town?
There at
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I've been getting mine over there, getting 5 gallons.
Between that Citron Anthony. What's the name of that little
Anthony.
Town? Between Citron and Anthony.
I know what you mean. I've been over there.
I can't say the name
well,
of it now.
You go there and you can get it.
No.
I went down to Wins, and they had, they didn't have any 5 gallon cans of it.
Yeah.
And they said
they'd get it.
They said they'd make me a price on them gallon ones. I think I got 8 of them. And they made it, I think, $1 a gallon. Well, I got up and put that on and didn't amount to nothing.
Well,
home.
I think a 5 gallon bucket over there only costs you $3 and something for a 5 gallon bucket.
$2.95 $2.95 is what.
Five
gallon.
Didn't cost
you much more
than
that. I suppose costs more now. Well, I got it over there at I forget the name of that place.
Spar.
That's it. Got it over there at Spar.
How many of them would I need, Arthur, on this?
Oh, this big house.
I imagine.
What
you probably gonna need 3 5-gallons. And they only charged me $2.90, I believe it was.
You mean just 3 for this whole house?
about the best you could do is get what you thought it would take and then fill
yeah,
in with more later.
More.
I bet you'd take a dozen.
Well, it's an awful lot.
It don't take much then. Take your brush when you brush and brush
yeah.
up on them. Of course, you can brush down, but when you finish.
Now, you want one of them little old masonry brushes, don't you, about like that?
Well, one I
well,
use...
Well, they have a long handle on them.
Yeah, you want a long handle on it.
Well, you have to put the handle on it yourself.
Yeah.
We can buy it by the brush with the handle on it, can't you?
I expect you could. But, commence at your top and come down, see? Commence up at your... even come down.
Yeah.
And then always brush up, so you shove that kind of...
Well, now, take this right here, you see. This is where the cone of the roof goes. Now, you start, say, at the corner over there, and just go on down this strip.
Yeah, start up at the cone.
And go on down.
Uh-huh.
And then come back up here and take another trip down.
Yeah, and always brush up to it. Of course, now, if you want to put some tar on, you can fill your brush and slap it on and brush down if you want to. Then, when you finish...
Yeah.
You know what that's for? You see where that laps?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
Yeah, I guess you lap. Now, how much, you can't put it too thick, Pappy, it'll just run.
Huh?
If you put it on too thick, it'll just run.
It'll run if you get it on
thick. Yeah, if you'd get it too thick if you wanted to, you'd give it 2 coats, but I never have given it 2 coats yet. Now, when her youngest sister's man was down here. Why, I got shingles in there, put on a new roof on it. But I just put it on a little ways there, and he looked at it, and he says, why, says, I wouldn't take that roof off and put on a new one. He said, you just get you some good roof tar and go after that.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, that's the way I'm doing with my building, and he's got a lot of buildings to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of farm. They opened my dad's old farm too.
What do you take that out with, Arthur? Just a little kerosene or something?
What?
If you want to clean your brush?
Yeah, takes quite a bit. I'll tell you how I do it. I get me Johnny some gasoline.
Yeah.
And then I dip my brush in it. Then I get some old pasteboard or anything laid down on. Then I strike my brush on there. Then I'll dip it in.
Dip it in the gasoline again.
Gasoline again, wrench it, and then I'll strike it on anything, any old...
that you can throw and burn out there.
Kind of absorb it. Couple old sacks on a board or something like that. And strike it. I had some old pasteboard around there done pretty well. I'd hit it, and then I'd put it in the gas, you know, pan with gas in, get it wet again. And then when I went to use it again, it was...
Now, you didn't throw any sand or gravel or anything like that on it, did you?
I suppose a person could if they had some.
Well, your shingles have got some left in them, you see.
Yeah.
They're still rough. Yeah. The ones on your roof.
I don't believe I'd put any sand in it, but then...
You never did, I don't think. I got a touch of it.
Well, sir, Pat was showing me her... and it sent her to the hospital.
Pat had one too?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she had one and they took the whole nail.
Well, I clipped a third of the nail off mine, but I guess it's going to get well now, I think.
Pappy?
Over there.
Faye's a good doctor. You show her what happened and
she
can
tell
you
about it. She a doctor?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
Up here and,
and while you explain it to her, I'll go outdoors for a while.
Well, the juice comes out from under my toenail.
Now, your toe's all right.
I tell you, I went to Dr. Daly, and he said, just crowd some cotton under there. Well, I crowded cotton under there and crowded it under there. One day, and I went down to Dr. Marks. Well, he got some cotton and showed me how to...
Nips and salts water.
Showed me how to crowd it in there with a wrong toothpick. Crowded down. You know, that slips on through... goes down in there, and I had to bleed, and I had infection in it.
Yeah.
And it really bothered me. I couldn't get around hardly.
Yeah.
Put your sock on, Pappy, and put Pratt with your toes.
Mother. Well, I want wanted that guy to get where I could see it close.
I won't say it did. I've seen it.
Now. I see it.
And
she can see it. Maybe
I know you're going to be good now, but you know, I went to this space and stuff there.
It again. Dr. Design.
And the first thing he says, he looked at it a little bit, but he says, you got a piece of toenail back in there. He says,
going the wrong way.
Yeah, it's going the wrong way.
And take him along to cut it open and take it out.
And cocained it, of course, and he split that toe way back along here. Then he went in there with a pair of forceps.
Yeah.
He got a hold of that.
Yeah.
Then he had a knife.
And you were watching him all the time.
Yeah, a knife about that long with a hooked blade on the end.
Yeah.
Flat on the other end, round in the center.
Yeah.
He went back in there and cut around that, and pretty soon he pulled that out. It was 3/4 inch long.
Pappy, every time I hear you explain that, I can't sleep for a week.
Oh, I bet. Well, he couldn't feel it, you see, because they had the...
Well, Pappy, it looks good as new now, doesn't it?
Why, it seems to be coming along. You know, after he took that out of there, why...
We're playing
with
your
toes,
putting
your socks back. I come home and went right to sleep and it never did bother me.
Pappy, I'm glad you showed me your toe.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, nothing hurts a fella all over as much as having something wrong with the toe.
That's right.
Makes you sick all over.
Well, I took my shoe off in church this morning.
I doctored with that doctor 7 or 8 years ago, that same doctor. That's the reason I got the notion of going.
I wish you'd gone to him in the first place.
Well, I wished I would have too, but then, you know, I was taking these other doctors.
Bad if you'd been to him in the first place, you wouldn't have any stories to tell about it.
You haven't got that thing turned.
I bet it is. I bet $10 it is.
Oh, you don't want to preserve that, do you, Howie?
No.
since I've had that,
these are awful good for sore toes, though, these kind of shoes you ought to have.
Yeah.
It kind of, well, you haven't got any toe in it.
No.
Well, I can't wear an R shoe on that yet.
You can't?
Unless I don't want to, because I give it room for all. It ain't all, this toenail ain't growed out enough yet to shield itself, see?
And you just go barefoot like
well,
that.
Well, let me tell you, my nails have got so they just break. I can't hardly pick up a handful of feet, but what I don't
break
it off.
Nails.
And I ask, you know, I always heard people say when you...
Mine breaks, too. My fingernails breaks all.
Yeah. That if you had brittle nails or something like that, you could eat eggs or drink a little extra milk or something like that. And you know what they told me? I asked the doctor down here. Why, he wouldn't even discuss it with me.
What about?
What?
He wouldn't say a word.
Huh.
He wouldn't tell me a thing to do.
But his fingernails
break.
Huh? Yeah. They say gelatin will make you
break it all.
Yeah. Well, you know it's a lack of calcium.
Well, he...
It's calcium, isn't it?
He sure didn't give me any...
Well, I bet you didn't know what to tell you to do,
but,
so he didn't say
I believe
anything.
If I had known it in time, I believe I could have... got along with a whole lot less trouble if I'd had it looked at right away, but it didn't bother me then to mount anything.
Goldie,
but that,
talking about
that nail.
Hold on, that document. Well, I said, make up your mind the first trip you go to in it, it's going to cost you $20. That's what it charges.
I think it's time or two far ago.
Now, when I did.
Yeah, that 20 you've been doing.
When
it,
I did, it wasn't that high a price, but now it's $20, and then that.
Oh.
He had to go back the second time, of course, he didn't charge him nothing for that, but. It was $20, and...
Didn't take him any time at all.
No.
No.
But, well, I'll tell you what, the real price, I think, is $7.50, because my insurance company paid that.
Well, that's all they pay.
That's all they pay.
Well, I think Medicare would have done some of that, too.
Huh?
Medicare would do some of that, too.
Yeah, well...
Well, we got Medicare, but I don't think we've ever got anything on
no, them. No, he wouldn't accept Medicare.
He wouldn't.
Oh. Says they won't pay nothing. But the doctors are fighting this Medicare. You know that?
Are they? Well, what do? Start in to get the cheapest doctor he could?
Oh, no. he broke the doctor out of
He went over to Williston first.
Yes, I believe he did that to Haley, and then he went to Mark.
Then he had to go to a little higher price one down here at Ocala.
Dr. Marks. No, he didn't. He wasn't very high priced, Dr. Marks.
He charged me $2 for showing me how to stick cotton on the nail, but he didn't get any cotton under the nail because you couldn't. The nail was way back down here on my foot.
Happy? A doctor hadn't charged me $2 in 20 years.
He did.
They don't charge me $2.
He didn't even have one either.
They don't charge me $2. They wouldn't even let me stick my head in there for $2.
Well, that's all. David didn't charge me anything. He just told me to stick cotton under.
You see, he did a couple operations for us, Dr. Marks has.
And Marks, he got some cotton and showed me how, but he didn't get any. Now, he should have known that because this doctor up here just looked at it.
He says,
"Is toenail back in your foot there?" Well, he went right to work and split it open, you know, cocaine it, split it open, went back in there and got that out.
Tell her again, Pappy.
She don't want her toes.
But after he got that out, I went home, went to sleep.
That makes a difference, and you hadn't been able to sleep, had you?
That's right. You don't sleep with that when that's a growing in there and keeping you awake.
He just got infection clear around the back part of his toe.
I had infection. He said, "Home." He said, "You got infection in it." And I asked him, "Is there any danger of that infection?" He said, "No, he didn't think so." He said, "We can get rid of that, all right."
Well, he gave you that shot, I think.
And he put that thing over my toe, then kind of a canvas thing, and then next time I went back, well, he took that off. Looked at it, says, "Go home and put your shoe on."
That's
what I've done. But
I've had it down there for so long. I'd go down there, you'd be sitting there in your chair, and you'd have your foot up.
That's right.
Oh, he's in bad shape. I was worried about him one night there.
And you'd rigged up that crutch of a thing, you know, to walk on.
As quick as he went down to that doctor, though, it was no time till he was walking around.
I know.
It was just 4 or 5 days while I was walking on him.
He kept on that, and he's died pretty soon, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he's got blood poisoning. I think he had a good start of it.
Yeah. Well, now that kept you out of commission for a right smart while.
Yeah.
Well. That toe kept you out of commission for a right smart while.
Oh, gee, I guess it did. I monkeyed around there for 6-8 weeks.
6-8 weeks, my foot, longer than that.
Well, let me tell you, if you don't get better under one doctor, you better go to another one because they don't always know everything.
That's right. Now, Pat Estes, Pat Ball is now, Mrs. Estes' daughter, she was in the hospital for a while with her toe.
They took her in the whole hand. She showed me her foot yesterday, I believe it was the day before when they was out there. She showed me her toe. She ain't got no toenail at all. They took it clear out. But you see, if you don't get all of it, now that's what happened when I had that thumb knocked off.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that old nail there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's Daly's fault. Well, when my insurance man seen that, he says, "You go back and make him take that out. We'll pay the bill." And I says, "I don't want to hurt that over as old as I'm getting. I'll get along with it the way it is." Well, I take and file it off there a little. But you see, he didn't take all the nail bed out, which he should have done.
And then a new one come in?
Huh? Well, and this would have been no nail there at all.
Oh.
See?
That's
the way it is, that's worse than having... That nail don't do me any good. It's in the way.
Yeah.
And if I don't let... There's a piece of that where he sewed up here. There's a piece of that nail grows out through where he sewed that.
Is that right?
Oh,
yeah, go out there every once in a while and get a hole out of there and pull it out then. And
is that where the horse bit you?
No, this is the one the horse bit me. It didn't take that much off.
Oh, I see.
No,
I got nail back on
there. He got the machine of some kind. kept working with that machinery. He wouldn't have any fingers at all. He's got to have them all.
Well, see, I ain't got any on that hat money.
Now, that horse that bit you was one of them Western horses.
Yeah, had been.
That doctor there in Indianapolis, after he cut them fingers off, when we went back in there again a few days later to get that dress, and I said, he's out there working around that saw again. He said, don't say nothing to him. He says, if he cuts the rest of them off, I'll fix them up free of charge. He's just acting a fool.
Let's go out and see the horses, Arthur.
All right, all right. It wasn't very long till I was laying cement blocks.
How many horses you got?
Four.
Riding horses?
Yeah. I used to ride them. I rode an old horse back.
Well, I used to ride one of my horses, yeah.
Without a saddle or a bridle or nothing on it. If I'd have left him walk, I'd have been all right, but I didn't want him to run. I was going back after the cows. I was over at my dad's sister's. And I had no time staying on that horse, and you know, I think I was between 11 and 12 years old, and for a few days I was so stiff I could hardly walk.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I got jarred up pretty good.
Well, if you have saddles on, it won't make you like
that. Didn't have
horse.
Any saddle. I didn't even have a bridle on the horse.
I didn't have
I should have had more sense.
The time when you got down, time, Guy, come down, I'll show you some pictures.
Of your horses?
Yeah, I can show you pictures of horses, cattle, rivers, cactuses. See, I got some pictures. Was out twice there when he's building Boulder Dam.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We crossed that the first day that they took the, that they let the people cross the dam.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. But they were still working on it, but they took the one shift off and they left the people drive across
it. See, you see, the dam was 8 miles from Boulder City. Up. Now, what I mean up. Just about all you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we was around the dam quite a bit. You see, them,
we stayed
them 30-foot
Boulder
tubes,
City
you see, they had to fabricate them there.
Go on,
and I can show you, I got some of the pictures of them, not as many as I should have taken, and
oh, we got so many pictures of where we've traveled. We was out to California around twice, and I don't know, we was down here to Florida than around a dozen times before we moved down.
And we've been way up in Canada there,
down
around
Batchewana
Bay, and we tried one time, we went to
out to New York and through that part of the state. And we
you want to go back and see the watermelons?
Oh, yeah. Can
I
you get watermelons up?
Oh.
Well,
the other right?
No, they ain't right.
Well, they come in the last week of May.
I know, oh boy, yeah. I know, I'll go to that melon.
Did you ever see the boats go through the locks up there? Or any boats go through locks?
No, except in the movies.
See, there's four of them.
Well,
we've been there all over that thing. And over on the Canadian side, they only got one lock over there. Four on the American side, I think it is. And
I just
big whale back
for hours and watch the big boats go back and forth. They have
we went deep sea fishing up there on the lakes.
Yeah.
The fort right north of Lake Fanny Ho. Fort that they had soldiers there during World War One and Two, I think. Pretty sure. But they catch a lot of fish there too. And
you didn't fish, you just watched them fish.
Yeah, I didn't fish. Yes, Ed and I went out fishing on Lake Fanny Hole, and then we went out on the boat. I can tell you how I can remember that.
It cost us each one $8 for 8 hours to go out, and there was four of us, and that made $32, and we sold all of our fish but one big one, and Rose baked it next morning while we went uptown, and she baked it in tomato sauce and milk, and I didn't think he was dared to cook fish and milk together. I didn't think they worked good, but that sure was good.
And if we'd have sold all of our fish, we'd have had enough fish to pay for our trip out. Mm-hmm. But we owed a little beside our fish.
Oh, that's someplace up there, Copper Harbor now.
Sold the fish at the hotel there, didn't we?
Yeah, we promised them. They told us before we went fishing that if we got any fish, they wanted them at the hotel.
I'll tell you, our weights on our lines was them big old window weights about that long. And window weights on our line, that was the weights we had. And we run eight lines out.
That's a pretty good size line you had then.
Well, we drug seven lines.
We caught big fish, too. We had six fish on one time at one time.
That's all the fishery in there.
Well,
each
line had a guideline that you pulled to get it in before you could get a hold of it, you know, because some of the line was way out on the end of the poles. It went back and forth across the boat, you know. And they had to get them way out to the end of the poles. Well, we had to have a guideline so we could pull them in so we could get a hold of the main line. And we had six fish on it one time once, and we got our lines all tangled up in the boat. We had to pull the lines in the boat in order to get to the fish because, I expect some of them lines.